You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's going on, everybody? It's a brand new episode of Off Book presented to you by Broadway Black. We're here to hit our mark. I'm going to do it right now. I'm Drew Shane.
I'm Danya Love.
Princess Amory Ma. What up, bitches?
Woo! Come on, you back.
I keep it spicy. I mean, duh.
You do keep it spicy.
Nice and succinct.
Yes. What's going on with you? What's been... We're going to start with you because you've been gone for 2 weeks. You done went off
it's
been 2 weeks.
Boston Market. Yeah. Where you go to...
Dallas.
Boston Market.
I have to look at my
calendar. You know what I mean.
Boston Market.
I have to look at my calendar when I talk because I don't know where I've been. Okay. The last week I was doing the podcast. Right. The other podcast.
Oop.
Sorry. Not like a real podcast. What I'm saying.
You say oop.
Sorry. Then
just leaving us.
And then I went to Dallas. All right, that was just a gig. That was a quick make a stack, come back.
Make a
couple snacks, come back. Yeah, that's
come on.
It.
I'm not mad at that.
That's it. I ain't been doing shit.
But what
was the experience?
It's not. I don't even know how to describe it. So
how was Dallas?
It was 2 days. I was in and out. But it was I'm trying to think of what it's called. It's like Hamilton was coming to Dallas for 6 weeks. So like Broadway in Dallas was like, we want you to come sing two songs from Hamilton at the President's Dinner as a like welcome Dallas to the city. Because apparently this organization was like almost bankrupt. Ooh. And then Hamilton came and like really helped revitalize it. So they're grateful for Hamilton.
Mm.
So
that's real.
It was a President's Dinner. It was presenting the rest of the season that they're doing. So they're doing like Come From Away and Rent and a whole bunch of other shows. So I sang two Hamilton songs and a song from Jesus Christ Superstar, because that's another show that's coming in their season. Made some money and then came back.
Come through.
Concert gigs. Those are the greatest gigs.
Get them stacks and then come right back.
The easiest way to make your rent a couple times over in 3 minutes.
Yes, 3 minutes. She said, I got the coin.
Yeah.
Amen.
I got the
she
coin.
Got no longer bankrupt. Come on, Tony.
Shut up.
The Tony Braxton organizations, they came back, bounced back.
The Tony.
Well, we don't want them to bounce, okay?
Whoa.
We don't want them to do that.
Gummer.
We don't want them to do that, okay?
Yikes. Did I see anything? I haven't seen anything.
You was doing something this week. I know you done something else.
No, I was trying to think if I saw a show. I ain't seen no shows. No, I ain't seen nothing. I was trying to think if there is anything to report that I have seen, but I ain't seen nobody do nothing. Because niggas don't be giving me free tickets, but that's okay.
Ooh. Why don't they?
I don't know.
You want off book. You should be getting all the tickets.
Thank you.
All the tickets.
So why don't you just have your publicist reach out and tell
who,
them?
Who? As the owls would say, who? Well. Bitch, ain't got no damn publicist.
You need a publicist.
I do, but I also need to pay them. And I can't do that right now.
Well, you know, you can get a publicist that's, you know, just starting out.
That don't sound promising.
Yes, because all you need is a voice on your behalf to pitch for you.
But if they just starting out, do they really know what they're doing?
And you tell them what you want them to do.
See, that's time.
And then who do they know?
Then it means I should just do it myself.
No.
Huh?
No, because the management of it, to be pitching mm-hmm. most of the day and answering those emails, mm-hmm. you don't want to be bothered with
it. But if they're just starting out, do they know how to fully do that for real?
Yeah, because they've been in school for it. So you should find okay. somebody just starting their firm. Like, not saying that they're, you know, they are experts, but they can learn and do it the way that you
He pushing you on
do.
This one. He pushing no, hard to make it happen.
No, I mean, I'm just saying because that's, I mean,
but
that's
I
how,
want an expert. Like, I want... Okay, maybe not an expert, but like...
Because right now what you're looking for is not like the main... So you want an expert when you want to be in Vogue, when you want to be
true.
In the mainstream publications.
True, true, true.
You want an expert then because they have the connections. So
right.
when you're first starting out, the things that you're looking for from a publicist are not those particular things. You're looking for people to place stories about you, to place pictures about you,
true.
To invite you to events. And all you need is a person that's going to manage those contacts. That's
but then,
not
so
you.
Let's say next year I take off and then I'm there. Then I got to lead in behind because
yes,
now I'm...
That's what happens.
I'm not doing that.
But that's what happens. No. You upgrade publicists concerning your needs.
No.
Until
I'm just,
they get the connects that can do
no.
that for you. That's how the business works, just like it would with your agent.
I appreciate that.
Doesn't it work with your agent that way? Like if your agent starts you out, you get mm-hmm, a first agent. Mm-hmm, your first agent mm-hmm. starts you out, you're going on cruise ship auditions.
Yeah.
You're going here, there. You know, you're doing
no,
those
I
things.
No, I didn't.
I mean,
know.
Okay. But, you know, I'm just saying that agent that's just starting out can uh-huh. get you into certain doors.
True.
One that's been a little bit more. You know, seasoned
true.
Are going to get you different doors. So start the same way with publicists. You
yeah.
just really need a voice concerning the things that you
this is very true
need right now, which is stories.
She's not here for it.
No, I'm not. But I'm listening because
you are.
This is for someone.
Uh huh.
We can learn from everything. This
right
is just
that.
Not
I'm trying
for
to figure
me.
Out like why you don't think that that's a good idea for you.
I just don't. I'm not. It's just there's a smarter way for me to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all. I'm hearing what you're saying.
What,
and I'm like,
what would you do?
I'm just not gonna get Keisha straight out of college. That's just not what I'm gonna do.
I'm just not gonna get Keisha.
And the only reason why I'm
Keisha.
Laughing because honestly, I can't imagine you having Keisha straight out. I literally can't imagine
and,
you.
And that's I just when I think of Keisha, straight,
no
out of college,
Keisha straight out of college,
it's
no,
no
shade to her.
It's just where I am in my life and in
yeah.
my situation.
And I'm not even saying straight out of college either. I'm saying 25. Somebody that's just starting their own practice. Somebody just starting their business. That
okay.
needs clientele.
I
that,
hear you.
That also needs to be learned. That,
Dougie, stop
like,
laughing.
No, because like. I hear what you're saying, and this also sounds like, and I'm just using Keisha straight out of
okay,
college.
Okay, go ahead. You can,
Keisha
you can
straight out of college, or even Keisha who graduated like 2 years ago from
mm-hmm.
college.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like the individual for this hypothetical person will also be the individual who is just starting out in their career
mm-hmm.
as an actress or actor, not somebody mm-hmm. who was already at a certain
I hear what you're
space.
Saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, and I think that, I understand what you're saying, but you're saying the issue you have to pay them as well. So I'm saying
mm-hmm.
in order to negate that, because your name already carries the weight,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
it's not even about them, it's about you. And the way that you make sure that it's presented is making sure that you proof the letters that need to go out, you proof the pitches that go out.
See,
word,
that's adding
about.
Work to my plate. Like, I'm going to get
that,
someone
that,
who
that,
I can, like, breathe because I know they got it.
Uh-huh.
Well, then that, you got to sacrifice the money, you got to sacrifice
see,
the time.
That's what
like,
I'm saying. I'm
yeah.
just going to wait until I can afford
okay.
Keisha's cousin who's been in the game for a
in
while.
In the game for a minute.
Right. Keisha. Keishonda. I'm going to save up for Keishonda.
For Keishonda, because Keishonda calls coins.
Ha! Shut up!
Keishonda calls coins.
See, Keisha requires
okay.
coins. Keishonda causes the coin.
Okay.
That's what I need.
Yeah.
I need to cause the
Keishonda
coin.
Keishonda and Associates.
But see, I also think about, and this is why I say this, because I think about, you know, some of our peers and people that are working now that do have, you know, starter publicists or
yeah,
unknown
yeah.
publicists that are being featured more because they are have a voice that's consistently knocking on the door for
true,
them.
True, true, true.
And just putting that out.
It's just finding
like,
the perfect marriage.
And you get,
yeah.
you, and I'm not saying
perfect
that you don't
marriage.
Get the exposure because you definitely do because you definitely
thank
were
you.
In a show that
praise
we
Lord.
Just found out about that nobody told us about because
praise
you
Lord.
Didn't put it in the group chat.
Right, sorry.
You just told us about, I mean, we found out on the internet
right.
that
you I just,
booked and
that's,
busy.
That's what I do. I just, I make moves.
So what,
I don't talk
what
about
show
them.
Is this?
Right, that's right.
So what show is this?
It's called Ubadi. It's at Two Rivers in New Jersey. It's being directed by Ruben Santiago Hudson and is written by Regina Taylor.
Okay. And who mm-hmm. else in the show with you?
Marvin Hicks, Allison Sims, Stacey Sargent, Jonathan Kirkland. Y'all know I don't memorize.
But literally
lists,
all but the names she just said so far, y'all, was off the top of her head.
Right.
She didn't have to look at anything.
That's the four But I feel bad because I done left off three people. Sorry. Shit. That's what I was trying to Google faster than I was talking, but it didn't work. Sorry.
Well, that's what's up. So you already are getting, you know, the headlines. Your face was just plastered on. Mm-hmm. on
yeah, it is my face on the headline. Thing. Yeah. I didn't know that was going to be
a
thing.
I mean, you're Embry Mine.
I mean,
very that.
She is.
You know,
she is.
The kids are asking for solo pictures on the Step and Repeat. Like, can we get a picture with Amber just by herself?
That was.
Can we get a picture with Amber?
We were A too proud trying to take pictures, but we weren't like, we were trying to take pictures for us.
Uh-huh.
Like, just so we'd have pictures. And then other outlets were like, I'm sorry, can we have Missy Mine? And I was like, oh, sorry.
That
was,
yes.
I mean, she is here.
Yeah, she's dressed.
Oh my gosh, she put on a gown.
Yeah,
that's just a simple dress.
But yeah, okay, so what else is like, what else is popping? You know what I'm saying? You got surprise gigs. You got,
okay,
you know, surprise flights.
Shut up.
You're just booked, blessed, and busy
all
over the country.
You know, oh, see, a lot of the things, you know, we can't talk about until they happen. So I just have to, you know, keep it cute and keep it close to the vest. It's gala season. I'm performing at everybody's motherfucking gala.
It is.
What else is happening? Oh, I saw the rough cut of my film, my short film. That
yes.
That's amazing, guys. I can't believe I'm a filmmaker.
Yeah.
You better believe it.
It's really happening. We should be locked on the picture in 2 weeks.
Come on, locked on the
and
picture.
And pick lock
talking
should be 2 weeks.
Talking filmmaker talk.
Yeah. And then submissions to film festivals. This month.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
I love it.
I'm very proud.
When are we going to be able to see it?
I'm probably going to have a screening in Harlem, probably in May.
Okay, probably. Like, let's... Not probably, so it's happening.
No, I mean, when it's time to know, you will know.
Okay, well, we want to tell the people so we can.
No, it's not.
People.
No. This is not. No, publicly. This is like cast, friends.
This is very
supporters.
Intimate.
Yes.
This is not like listeners and viewers.
Ticket. Yeah. This
is very
like
intimate.
People I love, people who are in the cast, people who supported me.
This is very much if you know, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there will not be a flyer. There will be a text.
Okay, come on. Not a text.
That's right.
There will not be a Facebook group. There will not be
all.
A DM.
If you know, you know.
This will be like 50 of my closest. Yeah.
Okay. Come through.
Yeah.
That's
wait.
All.
Oh, my God.
I'm excited.
I'm excited, too.
That's it.
Do that.
Yes.
She's doing it.
Trying to diversify the portfolio.
It's done. It's
she's
been
doing
done.
That.
It's been
it
done.
Has.
Because the coins have cleared the bank. Jesus. Shit.
Lordy. That's okay, though. That's okay.
Praise God. Pray for me as I pray for you. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Come on. Tell us about
no,
your
you
week.
No, you tell us what's going on.
Come on. I'm waiting for you. Light skin.
Come on now.
We are making an Oreo effect, so now is your
oh,
time.
Oh, yeah. Captain Light Skin, go ahead.
How come dare. On. How dare
the chocolates
you.
Will have a say.
Yes. We start chocolate, we end chocolate.
Ha, shata.
You know what? It's totally okay.
It is.
I will be the marshmallow in the center.
You are.
Well.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Well, I've just been in a creative cave this week.
Okay. Good. All good?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay, yeah,
good.
I didn't know what that
sometimes
meant.
Sometimes I didn't know. I was
yeah,
like, oh.
Like, good, bad,
cave.
But good.
No, because I haven't been, like, going into the office a lot this week.
Mm-hmm.
Just because the people?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I've been in the house.
At the
like,
people.
Right, you know.
Yeah.
I haven't been leaving the house. I haven't been leaving the house a lot, which is great because I needed to sort of get a handle on what award season's about to do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And figure out how I'm about to make that work in my favor and plotting now to hire who I need to hire as far as like photographers and videographers. What type of content do I want to develop? Also, what the plans are for off book in this next quarter. You know, just like a lot of planning, like a lot of creative and just sort of being more organized. You know, sometimes I fall off the map with that and also fell off the map. I talked about, you know, my physical, my mental, my body and things and how I treat my body. I sort of have like gotten off my routine with my working out and things. So I'm trying to center my mind to get back to that place. And so I've just been just laying low and listening to my emotions and listening to my body.
Amen.
And listening, you know, lowering my frequency of energy.
Like, okay.
So that way I'm not fully drained by the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So, and just meditating. And it's been really beautiful experience. I've sort of detoxed the attachments and things that I felt like I needed from myself. And also did a little bit more since I focused my energy. I've been able to dive deeper into just working out the way that I process my thoughts and how I deliver messages and what my intents are, and sort of trying to figure out, get more of the vocabulary that I would like to have to really just really be able to express myself in the way that I really would desire to. Mm-hmm. I don't think that I've properly done that in a while, just because my brain has been all over the place. And so just focusing my energy so that way the messages and my intent translate and the perception is what I would like it to be. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So it's been a good week for me. And good. Just like, you know, sometimes you just got to tune everything out.
Hell yeah. Turn everything off.
Yeah, like with everything that's been up and down the past couple of weeks, I just needed to like recenter, refocus, figure out, you know, remind myself of my why, and really just do the planning that I've been avoiding for a little bit, especially with this merchandise, y'all. I can't sit on it anymore. Like, I do not want to be I don't want to have fashions without a fashion show without any fashions. Like,
okay, Sheree, come on.
Like, I really don't. So
joggers.
Yeah, spring, summer.
Spring, summer. Like, September.
So that's right now, that's where we at. We have a fashion show with no fashions, and so we got to get the fashions together.
Got it.
Very that.
And yeah, I'm just going into the summer like feeling good.
Come through.
Feeling great. How are you?
I don't think I saw any shows this week. Did I see any shows? No, I don't think I did. Yeah, I went to, it was something I wanted to talk about. I went to, I went to a talk back about our audience cultivation event for Blacks, which is at MCC, the show that's going to be the one we did the ads for. The show is going to be end of April, mid-May or whatever. I can't remember the dates. So look it up on Broadway Black. And it was just really great to hear the cast talk about their characters, to hear about what the show's about. They were, you know, sort of reminded me, reminiscent of, let's say, Girlfriends meets Girls, HBO meets, like, A Living Single in a way.
Okay.
Oh, come through. I'm here for it.
Yeah, so it's like, it's a really cute show, and just hearing the cast talk and hearing Robert O'Hara talk about the direction, and it was just a nice little event. If you might have caught it on Broadway Blacks Live. We did a live stream of the entire event, so you might have caught it there. So I went to that, and because I'm working with them, working with a couple of other theaters too, just trying to manage it all. And, you know, if y'all listen to this, and some of y'all listening to this, that I wasn't able to get to you just yet. I'm really trying to get to everything. There's so much that comes into my email and my inbox, and I feel bad, but I also just have to be better at saying no instead of not saying anything at all.
Well,
so I just have to be better.
Really
at
good
that.
At saying no lately, and it's a little scary.
I know that's right.
But once you walk into your no, the blessing is in the yes.
Come on now,
yes it is. Because I mean, I want to be able to do it all. I just don't have enough hands, and there's not enough money just yet to be able to do that. And that's coming, but it's just like, I'd be like feeling so bad because I was supposed to work on, I won't talk about it, but I was supposed to work on a couple of shows that I really wanted to, but I couldn't grasp. It was just too much. Things were just going through, and I had to make sure that I focused on the clients and the accounts that I did have. So I've just been doing that. I think that's it. Like, this week went by so fast. I actually went out. I took a day for myself this week. I did some self-care. Went out with my friend Dustin. I met Dustin at the club, and we had, like, a little power hour. Like,
come on, at the club for a power hour? What that mean?
Like, so you get to the club. You get to the club at, like, an hour, maybe an hour and a half before it's supposed to end. And you just go in, and you go hard.
Oh.
So you go in. You have maybe, like, 2-3 drinks and a shot. In an hour.
This is a power hour. This is a power hour.
A power a couple things. Okay. Keep going.
So I had a sangria. I had 2 old fashions. You know, whiskey.
And then you had a shot of
whiskey. And then I had a shot of whiskey.
In an hour.
And like, you know, we danced. Well, it was really like maybe 2 hours because we got there at like 9:30 and it was over by like 11:15.
See, I don't know why I thought Power Hour was like we went to Starbucks and we sat in the back table and we got our laptops out and we was just like brainstorming and like, you know, for an hour and a half we gonna turn our phones off and
we
just go
from Midwest though. Like we from
I thought Power Hour meant like
Indiana.
Work. You was like, no nigga, work.
I thought Power Hour meant like you just walked to a good hour.
He said self care. I was like, okay. And no nigga, we went hard.
And we got fucked up. That's
I mean, well, we did, you know, that I was cool. But like it was enough for me to be in bed by midnight.
That's
like
beautiful.
Went out to the club, had a good experience, like I was, you know, in my 20s still.
Live.
Power hour, then got home and got in the bed.
I have never heard of it, and was up by 7, 8 o'clock. I love it.
So it was like what I needed to like, you know, reboot and like just detach for a minute, get in the club.
Power hour.
Rub on some booty a little bit.
Yes, power hour.
That's great.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this
before. Never have I ever.
We all get into it.
We might have to. That's
power
well,
hour.
That one gonna be drinking, he gonna have a shot of Coca-Cola and then two shots of Sprite and a shot of grape juice.
Literally that.
Yes.
Yeah, so what's going on with you, Danny? What's
literally
been happening?
That.
Mr. Nominated.
Hey, good work.
Award nominated.
Lucille Martel nominee.
Yeah.
2019.
Come on with it. We need all the noise. Yes.
How does it feel,
the
sir?
The trumpets.
I literally can't. Honestly, I haven't been thinking about it.
Okay.
It's cool.
Okay. There's just so many nominations. You don't even have to worry about it.
I haven't been thinking about it. I've just been in this, and I've been talking about it a lot lately. I've just been in this really interesting space of just like really doing a whole bunch of work. Well, not a whole bunch of work, but just like really doing work on like Danye and like figuring out more and more like who I am, the person that like I want to be. That's why when you were talking, Drew, just about like intentionality,
mm-hmm.
That was like really resonating with me of just like wanting to be as intentional as possible. And like I've been saying this so much, and like I've been really putting myself in the space of having to experience what it means, mm-hmm. of like really being soft with myself, because I've been super hard on myself for maybe the past like 6 months, mm. of like these feelings which are really interesting, and like I know where they stem from, but then sometimes I don't know where they stem from, of like feeling invisible, mm. Not feeling good enough, mm. Feeling worthless at times, and like really and at times it would like really motivate me to like really go hard. And now I'm like, okay, I'm not going to use that as a mechanism to push forward and work. I'm really going to like sit back and really like unpack like what are these things. So I say not in a shady way that I haven't been really thinking about the like awards and the nominations, because the nigga been just thinking about himself and self-care.
Yeah. Because, you know, we fall back into that place where we feel like we have to be there. We have to humble ourselves, or we have mm-hmm. to, you know, self-deprecate in a way mm-hmm. that's not healthy, you mm-hmm. know, to
yeah.
fuel ourselves to go to something bigger and better. And it's mm-hmm. like you end up falling back into that place. It's like, we know, I don't want to keep going there.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, the nominations are absolutely amazing, but I want to make sure that I'm in an amazing space,
yeah.
right? Mm-hmm. So I've just been like in this space a lot lately. My week overall has been really good. After I left hair recording last week, I went to Jeremy O'Harris's close the night party for Daddy, mm-hmm. Which was fancy fucking smancy. As soon as you literally walked in, you were greeted with a glass of champagne.
Of course. Mm.
So it was really, really dope. I was me and my grandpa self. I was like, why do this got to start at 11 o'clock at night?
You invited me to go, but I was like, ain't no way.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was there for like.
Started
at 11 o'clock. I was probably there for like maybe, I thought I was going to be there for 30 minutes, but I ended up being there for like a little over an hour, which surprised the hell out of me. Then the next day, Monday, I was on a panel for the new Black Fest was
this past week.
So I was on a panel just talking about Black progress and Black erasure. Which was a really, really dope panel at the Apollo. Then fast forward, I saw, I'm going to jack up her name, Jackie Sibbes Dory. I know I just fucked her name up, but she wrote Fairview. And she has a play at LCT3 right now, Mary Seacole, which was absolutely phenomenal.
I was supposed to go see that too. They consider don't be mad at me because I was supposed to go see them and My Fair. Like they've invited me to see this show like 2 times. Really? My Fair Lady too because Christian's in it.
Yeah, I need and to see Christian.
Like that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
It's too many things.
Y'all hold me accountable.
No, but it is too many things. And I think like that's the I can't remember who I was talking to, but like that's the most beautiful thing about right now is that
there are too many.
There are so many shows where. There may be a time where we might miss a show.
Yeah.
And, like, of course, we will feel bad, but just knowing that there's so many black work.
I would feel
so
better if at least one of us saw it.
Yeah.
Out there. But, yeah, so Mary Sue Cole, Jackie's play was absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a chance to see Fairview, so this was my first time experiencing Jackie's work. And I was knocked away. Like, I was literally knocked away.
And that's Quincy Tyler Bernstein, right?
Yeah. Yeah, she's the lead in that. She plays Mary C. Cole.
Yeah.
So that was pretty much my week, just like really just navigating and really
did
like.
Did you go see Erica's show?
I did see Erica's show. That was really, it was super duper strong.
Really?
Super duper strong.
And see, that's what I'm saying. I missed New Black Fest too because my mind just was not there this week. Mm-hmm. Like it was just, I needed it elsewhere. And I feel bad because I want to support.
Yeah, but.
But I didn't promote it. I didn't like, and it's a free event. So if you don't know about the New Black Fest, please get into it. Like the newblackfest.org. You can find out about their events. I know it was happening this week, but they do it every year. They need your help. They need your support. And I think the readings, you know, it's free. You just have to register for tickets. But like they always end up selling out for the most part, I believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But still, like volunteers, so, you know, also donate and support so that way they can move to bigger spaces and more people will be exposed to the work. So get into it, y'all.
Yeah. And then also this year, normally they raise or rather they like get their money through like grants and funding. Mm-hmm. All of the money was through the community.
Wow.
Every single, from what I was told, that every single coin that they got was through the community. And they pay everybody who is a part, like all of the artists.
See, that's what I'm talking
everybody.
About.
Everybody. And so that means that like they were able to make enough money from community to be able to do this and be able to pay everybody. So that was pretty much the like bulk of my week. And then I had really, really nice sit downs and fellowships with like my queer family and just sitting, talking, brainstorming, all of those amazing things. So I had a pretty interesting week overall. But
that's
so that was my week.
That's what's up. Well,
here we are.
Here we are.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we're going to get into
what we're going to get into.
I said what I said.
Praise the Lord.
And we know who week it is.
It is I.
Who was trying to get out of it.
Right. Is everyone ready?
She was trying to get out of it.
She
like,
really
was
trying to wiggle.
It is not my week.
And then I put it is. I just can't find it.
Literally, I was like, wait, so is it my week? And I was like, y'all
no,
got to find
it. I knew it was my week. Mm-hmm. Okay, are we ready?
Yeah.
All right. There's a lot of heaviness in this country in this moment. There's a lot of pain. And you know, I always say America is an interesting place. It's like one of my favorite movies, The Matrix, where, you know, every once in a while you eat the red pill. Whatever is the pill that makes you see The Matrix. But you know we can't sustain it because it's awful. You know, when you see all the strings being pulled and you see everything that's happening behind the scenes, we do have to enjoy ourselves and live and make a way, you know, out of no way. But sometimes you have to have these moments. If we are going to move our society forward, it takes moments, kind of almost epic moments to move us, to be able to take the red pill. So there's a way in which we are confronting this moment, and there is a privilege in that confrontation.
What?
Is this
Is the clock starting? Wait,
I'm about
pause.
To do it right now. What in the world?
Do I need to start the clock?
Yeah, I think you do.
Start
need
it.
I'm trying.
Go.
Wait, how much time did you give us?
I'm just starting it, so I'll keep my eye on it.
Okay.
Y'all get 90 seconds.
Okay.
Is this a Lydia Diamond play?
No, it is not.
I know it's fairly recent because it talks about The Matrix.
Okay.
Right?
I mean, but The Matrix is 2001.
But is we know we don't got to go back to like the 90s or the 80s.
Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, so is this a female playwright?
Okay. You have 1 minute left.
I'm asking a question.
Oh, that was me saying yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes.
I was like,
sorry.
Oh, she ain't even going to say yes.
No.
No. Okay.
So I'm trying to watch the clock and answer the question.
So it's a female playwright.
Yep. Uh huh.
What year?
This has been produced in the past 5 years.
In the past 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Female
and it's
playwright.
Not Lydia Diamond. It's not Lydia Diamond. Smart people.
Not at all. We have 30 seconds.
Oh, God. No, Jesus.
Is it Anna DeVere Smith?
Possibly.
Oh,
Anna Deavere Smith, Notes from the Field.
Yes! 1 minute, 19 seconds.
Yes!
Dang. You did good, bro.
Come through.
How'd you know?
Oh, my gosh. I really don't know. And the thing is, I saw Notes from the Field. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I might have saw it two times because it was every
so good.
Thing.
Amazing.
It was every single thing. And, like, I guess my spirit just be knowing.
Your spirit knew that.
That's all I can say. My spirit just be knowing.
Yeah.
Come through. Yeah.
You did well.
She slayed that,
y'all knew it was a female.
Oh,
y'all
my
knew
gosh.
It was contemporary.
Yes. Come through. Y'all, if y'all, yeah. For those who did not see
it's on HBO
Smith,
too,
the field,
so if you need to find
through.
It on
get
HBO.
Oh, my gosh.
Get into
she
it.
She is like a master at her craft.
Oh, God,
she is every
her.
Single
that
thing.
That was the first time I was in a theater, and I was like, that's what I want my art to
oh
do.
Oh, my gosh.
That's...
It was...
Like, she's so fucking great.
Yo, I went two times, and those tickets were no joke, but I said, I don't give a fuck right now.
She
I
is
have
inspiration.
To see it.
Anna Deavere Smith, if you ever get a chance, read it, see it, buy
everything.
It.
Everything. Just, oh, my gosh.
Just the perfect blend of art and activism. And
I
just one woman show. She played, like, 23 different people.
And everybody was distinct, okay? Specificity down.
My God. Yeah.
She's amazing.
She's everything.
Come on through.
So get into that on HBO, y'all.
That's
Notes from
the Field.
And also, Twilight.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Remember Twilight?
Yeah.
Twilight, mm-hmm. You can also find that on film, too. She just goes in on all her woman shows.
Yeah,
she does. Oh, everything that she touches is
the
just...
The way that she just, like...
Unapologetically,
And she's also a part of Signature's...
residency thing.
Yeah, so she has a new show coming.
Yes!
Which is, like, gonna be really good.
And, like, the work is so full. Like, she goes out and she interviews so many people and, like, transcribes what they say and becomes these people.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That is no joke.
I love her.
It's crazy.
Mm. Give her roses.
Well, I also have an I Said What I Said today.
Oh.
Really?
I do.
Okay.
Wow.
You just felt like doing two?
Yes and yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to make sure that we had something today.
Oh, you doubted me. You didn't think I was prepared.
No.
You don't like. You don't want to save it for next week when it's like your week. You want to.
No.
Okay.
And I'll do one next week.
Okay, you
Well, it's actually Danya's week next week.
And are you going to do one next week, too?
No.
I mean, is that what it's given nowadays?
We'll see what else
is that what it's given nowadays?
Let me get my clock ready. Hold on. Let me.
Ready?
We're ready. Go ahead.
The 22nd of loneliness, and we've been through so many things. I love my man, with all honesty, but I know he's cheating on me. Look him in the eyes.
Can you tell him to leave?
But all he tells me is lies to keep me near.
Chris, can you play violin music over this?
I'll never leave
Very
him.
Loud music.
You're not into it. So I take it you know. Start the clock.
And I'm lonely now.
Thank you. You can't start with that line. It's like, what?
I thought y'all feel, I'm getting ready for TLC on Broadway. I'm getting ready for TLC on Broadway.
Like,
you could play T-Boss.
So
just
I agree.
Dye your hair blonde.
Okay.
You should
through.
Be T-Boss.
Come through.
I think it should be three black men. I think we should gender bend. I think we should.
Come through.
Yes. You know they're going to find Alex.
I wish y'all would have saw him in hair doing his little dance.
Alex New gonna be chilly.
With the baby hair swoop down.
Right. Who else?
Who we need as a left eye?
Ooh, Lisa Left Eye Lopez. Ooh, have to be like.
Who would be her?
Ooh.
Who would give that?
Demarius? Is that what you was about to say?
Yes.
He should absolutely left eye. That would be epic.
Yes. Okay, so that'd be cute. But I did that because I wanted to play the other. I Said What I Said contest, so we're going to choose
today. Oh, okay, okay.
So, I mean, I did mine just to represent, I mean, it wasn't, it was everything. I'm ready for TLC on Broadway.
Praise the Lord.
That's what that is.
That's literally what it is. Like, I'm giving all TLC the musical.
Praise God.
And on Broadway. Both of the projects. I'm going to be in both of them.
I know you are.
Speaking into existence.
Claim
name it.
Name
it and claim it.
Right.
Live your dreams.
We didn't watch this one. So, this is, this is a girl named Tiana.
Okay. Come through, Tiana.
So, hey, TT.
I ain't watched this yet. Have you watched it? Did y'all watch it?
I watched two of them. I don't know by the name.
You watched them all?
If I watched it.
You, Brandon watched them too?
Yeah, he did.
I watched three of them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I might have watched them all.
Huh?
What was y'all saying?
Well, we watched it separately.
Okay.
I watched it as I was on my way here, and he watched it as I was on my way here.
Oh, okay. So, do you know who you think you want to win?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh!
I'm pretty sure I know, too, but okay.
But wait, we got to put the mic over there. Oh, put that mic right there. Yeah,
is
yeah.
Is this mic on, Chris?
My mic sound nice?
Yeah, that's not.
My mic sounds nice. Where's your, is the sound up
the
in
sound
there?
The sound right here.
Okay.
On this each side.
On each side, okay, great. All right. I think we ready. Should we press play? It
press
like
play.
It started a little bit. I'm going to take it all the way back. Okay. Ready?
Well, let's hold on. Let's turn the volume up.
Okay, come on. That's fancy.
Okay, here we go.
Yes.
This is Tiana West. I said what I said.
Slop on my knob.
That sounds good.
Like corn on a cob. Check in with me.
Come on, self-tape.
Do your job. I lay on the bed and give me head. Don't have to ask. Don't have to
oh,
ask.
You know what?
Oh, and it's mama.
My mom. Because my mom always think I don't answer her calls.
She
always think I don't answer her calls. What's up, mom?
Hey.
What? Hey, y'all in the studio, aren't
you? Yes,
yes, we are.
Yes, mama. And you are live. You live.
You are.
You on the episode, ma.
What'd you say?
You on the show.
Oh my goodness! Okay, hi people.
Hey,
love you. See, and that's why, mom. You always think I don't. Mom, you always think I don't answer the phone for you. But I answer the phone for you as much as I can. You know, I'm always busy doing something.
Now I'm on the air, so you
want to
say that? But okay.
Oh my God!
I know that's right.
I'm just saying. I mean, I'm just, you know, we keep it 100.
You know mom gonna keep it 100, so you probably don't want to say too much.
Come on, mama.
What?
Come on, mama.
You can say what you want to say.
Y'all are funny. Well, enjoy it. I know it's gonna be a great show. I know it's gonna be a great show, but you know I listen to every single episode.
Aww.
So keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm.
All right, ma.
Oh, what's up, my girl?
Hey, ma.
Hey,
ma. You know I'm your favorite. Hey, ma.
Girl, I love you.
I love you, too.
Yes.
That's Miss Prices, honey.
Thank you,
ma.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
She loves
you. Say something, please do.
I will.
Yes.
You want to sing something now for my mom?
So have a good day, you guys.
We love you.
Love you.
Love you, mom. Bye.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Okay, back to slob
that
on my knob.
That was hilarious. Back to, okay, we're ready. Everyone ready?
Back to slob
here we
on
go.
My knob.
Like she goes to the show.
We're back. All right, ready, everyone?
Yeah. Restart.
Okay. Take two.
Slob on my knob. Like corn on a cob. Check in with me and do your job. I lay on the bed and give me head. Don't have to ask, don't have to beg. Juicy is my name.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sex is my game.
My God.
She meant that.
You know, let's call those boys, right? Let's run that train.
Huh? Choo-choo.
First, find a mate. Second, find a place. Then find a bag to hide the whole face.
Mm. Ooh.
Real name Grover. I said bend over.
Mm-hmm.
Started to knock and then came the odor. It smelled like mush.
Mm.
I shouldn't have had a whoosh.
Mm-mm.
I told her to stop and go take a douche. I didn't want the cat. So I vamped out.
Mm-hmm.
And never came back.
Wow. That
yes,
was beautiful.
That was
beautiful.
These lyrics.
I am in love with it.
I don't think I've really
paid
attention
to
the lyrics
knew
before.
That she said, I told her to go
so
take a dud. Is that what is okay?
Put a bag over her face.
Wow. That is wow. Thank you, Tia. Thank you.
Because the bitch look nasty.
Wow. This is the next one. This is Chloe.
This is Chloe.
Hey, friend.
Okay.
Oh, so we've
seen Chloe.
You want to watch it again?
Yes, because I enjoyed Chloe.
So we can decide. And I did enjoy Chloe, too, but let's do a refresher.
Yes, here we go.
And my name is Chloe Janelle, and I will be doing a monologue from Goodies by Sierra.
I love it. Like, Goodies is a
mm-hmm. play, like it's been.
Right.
I love it. I love
By
it.
The playwrights, yes. Sierra.
This moment before is everything.
The Grammy-nominated playwright.
She is grounded. Come on, you better give me a moment.
Oh, she said it
that. I think that I'm just some young girl, but I'm not just some young girl. Maybe this is what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm. Think about it.
Sexy, independent, down to spend it type that's getting his dough. Ooh. I'm not being too dramatic. That's the way I gotta have it.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you want my goodies.
Ooh. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I bet you.
I bet you thought about it. Got you all hot and bothered, maybe because I talk about it. Looking for the goodies. We'll keep on looking because they stay in the jar.
Tell him.
Yes.
That's it.
That's the actress right there. She made me feel things.
Listen.
She did it.
I don't know who she was talking to, but I did not want to be them.
No, not at all.
Oh,
wow,
my
that's,
God.
That's magic.
Woo!
Who else we got? Oh, shit.
She said, I bet you want my goodies.
I forgot it was a song.
Right.
I forgot it was a song.
How do I get out? Thank you. Praise God.
These new fancy smancy technology.
Money. I don't know how to use this fancy. What kind of computer is this? This a MacBook Pro?
Yeah,
this
the new MacBook Pro.
The Pro Pro.
You got the Pro Pro?
With a little bonus features.
Okay, bonus
features. Who is Khalif? Uh-oh, you skipped the Ladarian.
Oh, Ladarian removed his video?
It did give that. I tried a few times.
We can't
it's
see
gone.
It, Ladarian!
Well, Ladarian, you're out of it.
Let me go back and make sure.
I feel like if it's not there, it's not there.
Because I just watched it this morning.
And when I watched it this afternoon, actually didn't watch it this afternoon, so that's the point.
Help God. No, she's been pulled.
Ooh.
So,
Ladarian, we wanted to love on you.
We did. And I know I saw like early this morning when I put the clip in there, it was there. No, he did not remove it today.
Well, we got to keep moving on to our other two contestants.
He said, y'all took too long.
He said,
that's what it gave. Y'all took too long.
It wasn't our fault.
No shade.
He said, I am over it. No, Ladarian.
We sorry, Ladarian.
Oh,
we
are. No. I feel so bad.
Okay, so
we got a few others to watch,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we got some others.
Yeah, but still, I feel so bad. I think we did watch this one, too.
Mm-hmm, we did.
Okay, we're going to
watch it. What if I broke our monogamous agreement? What if I told you a lie but didn't mean it? What if my one mistake...
Okay.
Had the potential to break up our happy home. Would you want to know?
Yes. I would. Nigga.
What if I confessed it and though she didn't mean nothing since it happened.
That's what y'all all say.
Lying. You're thinking about leaving.
Mm-hmm.
What if I suppressed it? And made a vow to never mess with another.
Mm.
Is it cool for me to smother the facts? Is it cool for me to cover my tracks? If you never know? Or would it just be too big a secret to keep it on the low?
How about you just do the right thing, nigga?
That was good. I like that song, too.
I did like that song.
It's Hypothetically by Life Jennings. I used to be all over Life. Like Life was...
He used to be, yeah.
That nigga when I was a senior in high school.
And last but not least, y'all.
Hey, Off Book. My name is Cecilia Monica Lynn, and I'll be doing a monologue from Indie Irie's song.
I love Amber.
I'm ready for love.
Yes.
Yes, you are.
Why are you hiding from me?
Yeah.
Yes. Ask questions.
Quickly give up my freedom. Mm-hmm. To stay in your captivity. I am ready for love.
Mm-hmm.
All the joys and the pain.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All the time it takes to stay in your good grace.
Ooh,
my God.
Yeah.
Lately, I've been thinking maybe you're not ready for me.
They never ready.
Maybe you think that I need maturity.
Mm-mm.
They say, be careful what you ask for. For you may receive, but if you ask me tomorrow, I'll say the same
say
thing.
It.
I am ready for love.
Yes.
You are.
Please, just lend me your ear. I promise I won't complain. I just need you to acknowledge that I'm here. if you just give me half a chance, I'll prove it to you. Mm-hmm. I'll be patient.
Okay.
And kind.
Okay.
Faithful and true.
Come on, declare it.
To a man who loves music.
That got her.
A man who loves art.
She feeling that.
Yes. Come on, choreo poem.
Respects the spirit world.
Uh-huh. Shout out.
And thinks with his heart. I am ready for love.
Yes.
Come on, Shakespeare.
If you just take me in your hand,
mm-hmm.
I will learn what you teach me, and I will do the best I can. I'm ready for love. Here's my offering.
Ooh, okay.
My voice, my eyes, my soul, my mind. Just let me know what is enough to prove to you that I am ready for love.
Yes.
I am ready.
Come on! Yes, black
yes,
girl!
Yes, you gave me so many choices.
I love it!
I am in love with that.
So we had four contenders.
Yes. Yeah, these were the best of the best.
Okay,
and I wish that.
Sir Ladarian.
Yeah, Ladarian's would have came through. Also, there was some people that posted on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
But that wasn't part of the rules.
Uh-oh.
That didn't land in, in the inbox that it was necessary. So I did see a couple on Instagram. And we thank you so much for participating in the competition. And it was beautiful. Thank you so much. But we also, you know, just want y'all to follow the rules. So because we got to be fair to people that did follow
the
rules.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
That is very true.
Yeah. So, yeah. So.
So we got our four.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like I know who I want.
I know who I want.
Do you know?
I think I know who I want,
should we,
too.
Should we write it down on our phones?
Let's write. Okay, everybody write it down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or how about, I think this would be best for the show.
Uh-huh.
If we, on a count of three, we just say the name. And let's see what that's going to get.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I'm here for this. Are we ready?
Yes.
Chris, okay. You got the 3-4s. And on three, we're going to say the name.
Okay, y'all ready?
I'm nervous.
You ready?
I'm nervous.
Let's listen to Chris.
Ready?
Okay.
One, two, three.
Chloe! Chloe! Now.
Oh, that made me so nervous. I was so nervous.
I don't know why y'all were so nervous.
Y'all,
they were really nervous. Y'all should see them right now. Like, Drew is crushing himself. Amber is like making her shirt blow. Because she needs some air real quick.
Because I didn't want to have to fight for my girl.
Right.
Like, I have to tell you about why the other people did not deserve. I mean, that they do deserve. They do deserve.
Oh, no.
Because they were really great.
Oh, no.
They're really great. But like, I think that she just made some really beautiful choices.
She did.
They were evident. She dropped in immediately.
She was
consistent throughout.
Thing.
Yeah. So we'll be posting these on BroadwayBlack.com.
Yay, Chloe,
congratulations.
Chloe, you've won $100.
Yes,
she did.
Cash prize.
Yes,
I'll be emailing you, letting you know, and we'll cash app you. Make sure you get your money.
Yes, you did.
So thank you so much for participating. We'll have to do this again sometime.
Yeah, thank you to
that
all
that was great. Actually,
yeah,
guys, that was really, really great.
And once we promoted, because we didn't promote it besides just the show.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to listen to the show to know that we did this. We didn't promote it anywhere else. We didn't do it. So we thank you all for tuning in and listening and also supporting and wanting to be a part of it.
Yes.
And somebody just won $100. And so we're going to have to do this again. Maybe we could do it again next month.
I love that.
For like Tony season. Maybe have to be like a Tony Award.
Winning show. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay, so let's do that for the month of May.
That's cute.
So y'all get ready. Well, we'll figure out the rules again. I mean,
so we're
going to
do it for
rules.
The month of May. And I'm imagining it's going to be like maybe the month of November when we do it.
Oh.
You know what?
Don't. Gunmark. I think we should watch them live at the live show.
Oh, that would be really dope.
And we should have them on the screen.
Yeah,
and maybe we can let the audience judge and vote. And then we will have the final say. I think that's great.
Okay. I like that a lot. Come through.
Yeah, you better come with the idea.
Very bad.
Yes. I love it. Okay, so boom. Let's do that. All right, so we're going to get into the
Hot Topics.
Ooh.
She was in good voice. She was in good voice. I wasn't ready, but she was ready. She stays
You're
ready.
Always ready.
So okay. She doesn't have to get ready, you know. I also have a hot topic to add to the hot topic.
Well, go ahead with your first hot topic.
Okay, so in another episode of White People Wedding.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, Lord. Why we got to start with this?
This is actually across the pond in Hungary. I'm not gonna read the title of the article. I'm just gonna read the article. The Hungarian State Opera has come up with a dubious way around a stipulation that George Gershwin's opera Porgy and Bess be performed by an all-black cast. It is allegedly asking its white Hungarian singers to sign a paper saying they identify as African American.
Oh my God.
Oh. The company first put on the opera a year ago, leading to a spat with the Gershwin Estate, which stipulates the opera should only be performed by a black cast. Now, the show is back for another run of 6 performances. Hungarian media have speculated that the opera house may be using illicitly made photocopies of the score that were rented for the original performance last year, as they don't even have permission to play this show with a non-black cast. So the Hungarian website reported that before this first performance on April 5th, singers were asked to sign a paper that read, "I, the undersigned, hereby state that African-American origin and identity are an inseparable part of my identity. Because of this, I am especially glad to be able to perform in George Gershwin's opera, Porgy and Bess." Now, while most singers had signed the paper thinking it was a joke, some people are worried that not signing it could affect their future at this opera house. So over in Hungary, y'all, fuckery is afoot.
Oh, God.
Lord have mercy.
Can you imagine?
I cannot imagine. Like, what? Who told this that opera make company sense. That this was okay to sign a black waiver?
That's what it is, essentially.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, what?
Because we want to do it, so like we should be allowed, because this musical is so beautiful and the music is so beautiful, we should totally be allowed to do it. Because we should totally be allowed
to take something that isn't ours,
yeah,
and claim it as our own.
Yeah.
Lord,
white people
God.
Be whiting. That's what it boils down to.
So, are the black? There's black people in Hungary.
No, there aren't. Wait, oh, but yes, there are, because they did it before. But then this specific company's like, no, but we want to do it. So maybe there aren't any. I don't know.
Because I don't know, but it don't sound like there's a lot of black people over there.
Yeah.
Obviously. Like,
so somebody did it at one point in Hungary and they had black people. White people are like, we want to do it.
And the black people don't want to do it no more because they already did it.
Probably. Or they didn't even get invited.
And that's all the black people that they got.
This white company over here was like, no, we want to do it with our white actors and singers. Jesus.
So we're going to have them Rachel Dolezal. That's what it boiled down to.
Pretty much.
No, thank you.
Pretty much.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I hope they get sued down. They company just get totally obliterated.
Not obliterated.
Yeah. That's the best case scenario.
I can't believe you. Obliterated.
Obliterated.
Yeah.
So to smithereens.
This week crazy. In White People Wedding.
Yeah. Well, on a more positive, I don't know, we're going to get into these award show nominations. Well, the Olivier's happened today.
Oh, right.
Oh,
there.
Yeah, so if you don't know what the Olivier's are, they are the UK's version of the Tonys.
Pretty
much. Yeah, so those happened today, like, and it was at like 3 or 4, like 2 o'clock really, like 2 o'clock, middle of the day.
Their time,
here.
Our time, yeah.
2 o'clock our time, and it was like, I think 7 or 8 their time or what have you. But Adrienne Warren was nominated for Best Actress in a Musical. She did.
Congratulations, Petunia. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm so happy for her because I mean, I really thought she was going to win, but that did not happen. The
she's going to win the Tony, so it's fine.
She's definitely going to win the Tony. But the Olivier went to Sharon D. Clarke, who is Caroline in Caroline or Change.
At least it went to a black woman.
It went to a black woman. But we were rooting for Adrienne Warren. Also, Kelly O'Hara was nominated this year for The King and I. She's doing King and I over there. What, ain't she back now doing?
She's in Kiss Me Kate.
Kiss Me Kate, mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, that girl works. Because mm-hmm. I just saw her at the, oh, did I talk about that?
What happened? What?
I went to the Miscast event.
What? I think you should talk about that next. I don't think you talked about it.
Okay, yeah, I'll talk about that next. But also, we will congratulate all the winners of the Olivier Awards.
Especially the black ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the black ones.
It is what definitely. It is.
Best Actor in a Musical was Cobna Holdbrook Smith for Tina
Oh yeah, he plays Ike, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yay. Yay.
I think that's all I can really say because I didn't really get a chance to watch the entire award show.
Mm-hmm.
But I will go back and watch it tonight. But congratulations to all the winners at the Oliviers. Yes. Also the nominations for, mm-hmm. just want to go through the Lucille Lortel Awards.
Yes.
That our good friend Danye is nominated.
Danye,
you are like about to be racking up. Like you don't even realize like the nominations coming out like the next few weeks. Yeah. Like, you have two shows.
You got your suits ready?
In the running, don't
you? You got your suits?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Your hats? You got your rings?
Ooh, I got them all.
Okay, well, we need to make sure we don't have the same suits because now you've been got me going into Topshop.
Uh-oh.
Buying suits and clothes and stuff.
Because Topshop is where it's at.
It is where it's at. It's a really cute and durable little, you know, little
Yes,
store.
It better be durable.
Topshop will get you together when you need.
Okay, won't it?
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations to those that have been nominated, including Danye. He's Sugar in Our Wounds is nominated for Outstanding Play, along with Passover, along with Slave Play,
yes,
What the
Black
Constitution
People?
Means to Me, and Milma's Tale. Ain't that how you say that?
Malima's Tale.
Malima's Tale. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Lynn Nottage.
And yeah, I just want to share. It actually hit me yesterday morning. I was talking to Brandon about it, that out of the five best plays nominated, four of us writers are black.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's amazing,
that is amazing.
To
yeah, is.
Me.
And that hardly ever happens.
Ever.
Like, amazing. Jeremy O'Harris, Antoinette Wandu, mm-hmm. Lynn Nottage,
and
myself. Like, yeah. That's spectacular.
Look at that list, boo. That's you, boo.
Blackness.
Yeah. And so the Lucille Lortel Awards, if you're looking to go, they're going to be at NYU Skirball Center on May 5th at 7 p.m.
Work.
So make sure you get in the building because we will
Come
be
on,
there.
Come on, Skirball.
Skirball.
Let's get a Skirball.
So we're going to be there.
Come on, Skirball.
I'm going to be loud, too.
I know you will.
Jesus, help us.
Listen.
I can't.
Amber, you going to be there? You going to be in town? You're not even going
to
be in town, are you?
No, I'll be gone to do the show.
To do Jersey. Mm-hmm. Okay. But don't you be
But I'm going to be screaming for you.
Come on now.
So wait, they putting you up in Jersey? You're going to be coming back every night to go to
no,
your apartment?
No, no,
that's
no.
a lie.
She's Amber Mont. No. She's no, she's being housed.
Yeah. I know that's right. I can't even imagine.
I mean, ooh, I know some of the
that's too much.
No, they do. And they be in like one van and you got to meet at like 42nd Street. Yep. And then you, ooh, no, child. Ooh,
I know
no.
some of
that
be doing
too much.
Ooh, and then they be putting the set together themselves too, child.
Oh, I don't
ooh,
know nothing about that. Yes, Lord, for God. Jesus, help me. No.
Oh, I've never...
Like, no, summer stock is... I just told myself I wasn't never doing that. Like,
listen.
I'm not ever... You feel how soft my hands are.
Okay. Please, Jesus. Aww. Please.
My
That's some.
Are...
If that ain't some light-skinned nigga shit...
Just like a lilac.
Did he just say my hands is...
Just like a lilac.
I ain't picking up no wood planks and shit.
Oh, my God. Of course you're not. Because you in the house making oatmeal. That's what you're doing.
Picking up flats.
Making oatmeal.
Screwing shit.
Oatmeal.
Only thing I'm screwing... Let me. Never mind.
Please move on
only
to
thing
the next
I'm picking up is dicks.
Jesus, help me.
I can't take you.
Only thing I'm picking up is dick.
Okay. Outstanding musical. Be More Chill.
Mm-hmm.
Girl from the North County.
Country.
Midnight,
that's a country.
Midnight at the Never Kid.
Mm-hmm.
Miss You Like Hell. Rags Parkland sings the songs of the future.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Why are you reading all of them? Ain't we only reading the ones we give a fuck about?
Well, okay. I mean, I thought we was going to at least might have gave a fuck about one of those, but I guess we didn't.
But no, that's the only one we want to read.
Right. Outstanding Revival, Carmen Jones,
yes.
Fabulation.
Yes.
Happy Birthday, Wanda June.
Yes.
Who is Wanda June? That's what I don't know about that show.
Oh,
is that black
Lord.
People in that? That's not like a black person, but then to watch it come up. It's going to be somebody white. I'm going to be mad.
Lord,
please don't let me be mad, Jesus. Please let this production photo have somebody black in it.
I don't think that one does.
Wanda June is like not... Yeah, no.
Yeah.
It's like...
Wanda June.
That's Kurt Vonnegut.
You know, like...
Mm-hmm.
What's that little baby with the tear? The one that was in the pageants and stuff? Her mama name was June?
Are you talking about Honey Boo Boo?
Honey Boo Boo, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what it's giving me.
Somebody... get this laptop, because somebody else need to read these names.
That's what it's giving me, Honey Boo Boo. Okay, but anyway...
Yes.
Outstanding lead actor. Nope, I don't think. Oh, John Michael Hill. He black?
Yes, he is.
Passover. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Outstanding lead actress, Quincy Tyler Bernstein.
Mm-hmm.
For
Mary Seacole,
which she slayed.
Mm-hmm. Aiko. Is that how you say
oh,
it?
Lord.
God Said This.
I can't see it. I don't know.
I don't know. Zainab Zsa for Bozeman and Lena. And Charlaine Woodard for Daddy. So we got at least three, four.
Ain't Crystal Lucas Perry nominated on that list?
She is.
Ain't No More?
For Ain't No More.
Mm-hmm. No, that's...
not that category, but she's still in it,
yeah,
right?
Okay, so outstanding featured actor includes Addo Blankenson Wood for Slave Play, Marshawn Davis for Ain't No More, Gabriel Ebert for Passover. Featured actress Quincy Tyler Bernstein for Our Lady of 121st Street. That was that signature.
I didn't know she was in there.
Stephanie Barry for
Yeah, she is. My Aunt Mama.
Crystal Lucas Perry for Ain't No More.
That's my girl.
I can't wait to see
that. Clifton Duncan for Carmen Jones is outstanding lead actor in a musical. Outstanding lead actress in a musical is Anika Nani Rose for Carmen Jones. Stacey Sargent for Rags Parkland Sings the Songs of the Future. John Edwards, my friend John, for Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Oh, come on now.
Outstanding featured actor in a musical. Also, Alisa Humphries from Smokey Joe's also. Mm-hmm. Oh, and Sora Joy. Sora Joy Ross for Carmen Jones.
Carmen racked up.
Carmen Jones is in there. They're getting it popping. Outstanding solo show, Feeding the Dragon, which is Sharon Washington's
woman show.
Yeah.
A solo piece.
Outstanding director, Liliana Blaine Cruz for Mary Siegel. John Doyle won for Carmen Jones. Or not won, but nominated for.
Praise the Lord. You still read his name.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I mean, Carmen Jones, you know.
You find a way, huh?
Malima's Tale, Joe Bonney. She white?
Australian, I believe.
Well, okay. Well, at least we got the one black woman director on there. You know. Outstanding choreographer, Raja Feather Kelly for If Pretty Hurts, Ugly Must Be a Muff.
Come on, Raja.
Yes.
Go off, Raja.
Okay, I'm tired of these, but...
But you're tired because there's so many black people, and that's a good thing.
Dee Dee.
Come on, Dee Dee.
By the way, meet Vera Stark for costume design. Paloma Young.
Did Jessica get nominated for meet Vera Stark?
Who?
Jessica French.
I don't think so.
Are you for real?
That's a gag, right?
Ain't it a gag?
That's a gag.
Yeah, I don't think she... No, she didn't. Dang, that's fucked
Mother up. Mother trucker.
That's fucked up.
Mother trucker.
Because we really liked Jessica. She was
loved,
amazing.
Actually.
Yeah.
Damn.
Damn, I can't even think straight now. Yeah, so like, we just gonna move on.
Yes, we are.
As Issa Rae say, I'm rooting for everybody black.
Everybody.
Yeah, Carmen Jones got 6 nominations.
Where are Carms?
Oh, and if y'all hear me, I'm eating candy again, even though Brandon texted me, told me not to eat candy.
Because he said it sounded like you sucking dick.
Oh, wow.
he just chuckled. This nigga just chuckled.
Well, Donnie brought me my favorite candy in the whole world. These sour warheads, like the extreme sour warheads. It's like,
and
it's
they
so
is
good.
Sour
we talked
as
about
fuck.
Them last week too. Mm-hmm. And they are so good.
And that's why I got them.
So, Brandon,
for you.
This is your fault.
It's so
your
good.
Fault.
They are sour as fuck.
But Sugar and Wounds got 3 nominations.
Yes, we did.
And I'm so happy for you, bro.
We're proud of you, Donnie. Congratulations.
Thank y'all.
It is going down. What else is going down is the last time the Kinky Boots will be on Broadway tonight is closing.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
It's done.
It's been, what, 6 years?
Yeah, 7.
It's been a minute,
7
right?
Years.
It's been 7 years?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. It's been 6.
Well, then why did everybody post 7 years? Who was in
really?
It?
Really?
Yes. I'm looking at them. Everybody said it's been on Broadway 7 years.
Amber said, I believe them over you.
I mean, that's what they posted. They could be lying.
No, I mean.
It opened in 2013 because Eric was in Soul Doctor and he was on both at the same time. So it was 2013.
Yeah, because it was the time that I moved here. But I haven't, I guess I am coming up on 7 years of being here. Like, I moved here in 2012. But it opened on Broadway 2013. But maybe because they did out of town tryout.
They might be counting all, you know, I don't know.
The whole, like the whole creation process, I guess.
Yeah,
because it opened on Broadway 2013.
If you get 7 years of checks, you remember them checks.
I know that's right.
Shut up.
Yeah. Okay. Well, congratulations to them.
Mm-hmm.
Also closing the day, it's another one closing.
Who else closing?
A black one? Or just one?
Oh, no. Oklahoma is opening.
I know the band's visit is closing.
The band's visit is closing. That's the other one that's closing. Yeah. Oklahoma is opening.
Yeah.
And it's a couple folks leaving Mean Girls. It's like 5 of them leaving.
Oh, wow.
Shout out to Camille Upshaw, who's leaving over there. Black Girl Magic.
All right,
oh,
now. Man.
Oh, wow. Shout out to my Chicago peeps. My friend Ike Coulter is opening his play Lottery Day.
Oh, cool.
At, I want to say, at the Goodman Theater.
Oh, come through.
The official opening is tomorrow, but they invited me and I couldn't come. I really want to fly out there for that just to
go support
my homie.
Yeah, I forgot you'd be just uttin'. What you uttin' about?
Mm-mm.
There's no uts.
No,
necessary.
Just hush. Anyway.
I'll hush and you don't ut. What?
You know when you had to tell a baby like,
ah, put that in, put it down. Don't put it in your
Don't say no more. Jordan E. Cooper's Ain't No More extended. Speaking of his nominations, they've extended to the Public Theater. They'll now be closing on May 5th, so you have a chance
come
to get
through
some more tickets. Go and check them out. The show is phenomenal. I've seen it like 3 times now.
Get your life.
It is so good.
The other one at the Public extended too with
White Noise.
White Noise extended.
And
Sharia.
Our girl Sharia Irving. I've heard that show's a little tricky. Have you seen that?
I haven't. I'm seeing it in like two more weeks.
Don't go without me now.
I'm seeing it in 2 more weeks.
Okay, you already got your
the
ticket.
The 21st.
You already got your
no,
ticket.
No, wait, is it the 21st? I did. I got to figure out the date.
Is that a Monday?
No, I'm going on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Exactly, Easter Sunday.
Is it Easter? Mm-hmm. Easter is coming up, huh?
Yeah.
Lord.
Yes, it is.
That's
yes, the 21st.
Yeah, Easter is the 21st.
Oh, my goodness. I can't even believe it.
Yep.
Well, you better believe it because
I got to get back in his good grace. Okay. Like, I got to get back in the church house, Jesus. Listen, I don't be wanting to go in the morning. Sometimes I'll be watching it online, but I need to get back in the church house, Lord, Father God. Okay, yeah. So, what else am I missing?
Okay, yeah. I love
Okay, yeah. Nikki Renee Daniels joins the Chicago production of Hamilton. I would love to hear her, Angelica. Her voice is so beautiful. So she begins performances as Angelica Schuyler beginning on April 2nd. She is succeeding Montego Glover,
right,
who wrapped up her reign in The Juggernaut. Yeah. So if you don't know who Nikki Renee Daniels is, she was in Book of Mormon for a very long time. Mm-hmm. As what's the name of that character?
Nabalungi.
And Porgy and Bess. She was wonderful in Porgy and Bess. She also was Anything Goes. She's like a
so
OG,
lovely.
Like a Broadway Black OG.
Mm-hmm.
So we love her. Shout out to her. We forgot to mention last week that the Aladdin company celebrated 5 years.
Oh, that was so cute.
Oh, wow.
And they had
all five genies. Yeah.
Aww,
did a special medley
really nice.
in the show. It was just really, really great to see the Major Attaway, James Monroe Iglehart, Michael James Scott, as well as Deontay L. Warren and Juwan Crawley. We'll all get together in their costumes and sing a medley of Aladdin songs and things. It was just really cute and
beautiful.
Yeah,
so
congratulations
really
to them. That was on March 20th. Okay, so let's talk about this Fosse Verdon. Y'all ready for this?
Uh-oh, something bad? Something
no,
bad?
No, no, no. It's
coming. Okay.
FX premiere. It's a Ryan Murphy show, so you know how they do these shows. And so, like, it seems like it's going to be, like, the gateway for more of, like, a performance thing that Ryan Murphy likes to do. I mean, he does great with the American Horror Story, and he has those themes where he has a feud where they're getting more into Hollywood, but this brings in particularly the musical theater crowd. So like with Fosse and Verdon, and you know, a lot of people don't even realize that the work that these people did sort of influences what people think about Broadway today, to this very day. Are you breathing?
Yeah, what was that, the water bottle or you?
I think he was just like, and he was doing it the whole time.
I didn't know what was, I thought the water bottle,
Diane,
I wanted to see how long it would take me to say something, and every time you looked at me, I stopped real quick.
Right, like, because you saw me a couple of times, like, what is that noise?
And I just stopped breathing. That's all.
This nigga.
I just wanted to make sure y'all was on y'all toes.
I
was alert.
I kept looking at the water bottle thinking.
But I kept thinking, like, what is that noise? Y'all know I don't like sounds on the mic. Y'all know I don't like sounds on the mic.
It was just a little bit of.
Like, nigga, shut up.
Put it down. Put that down, Diane.
Woo!
I live for
So April 9th, Fosse and Verdon premieres on FX.
Is that tonight?
April 9th. No, that's on Tuesday.
Today's. I thought I knew.
On Tuesday. So like, I'm just curious to think, like, what y'all, like, this is, you know, book writer Steven Levinson, as well as Lin-Manuel Miranda and Thomas Kail, as well as Tony nominees Michelle Williams, the white Michelle Williams, not the black one. Also,
Sam Rockwell will be playing Fosse and Michelle Williams will be playing Gwen Verdon. So I wonder, are they going to like have any of the black people that were involved with that era? You know what I'm saying? Like, give me, like, I don't know. Give me the black folks. Like, where's the Paula Kellys? Like, where's is Paula Kelly going to be in there? Like,
you don't know. We won't know.
So I mean, so we gonna be watching it. So y'all need to make sure y'all watch it. I'm gonna be sending y'all the link so y'all can watch it. So we can talk about it, because like we are part of this culture too. We want to see what the show talking about. We want to make sure that it's true too. And you can't have a show like this and not have no black people, especially like in this day and age. Like we
they do it. So.
Well, we about to see if they gonna do it. Yikes. So like let's see what it's gonna look like. And so let's be paying attention and seeing like this represents our community. We're part of this community and we ain't going nowhere.
We don't always represent this community.
Well, we gonna make it. We gonna make it. Hadestown on Broadway is something that y'all gonna want to see. I think that that's gonna be something that's just like really, that really takes over what people think about musical theater. It's popping over there.
They popping.
The yes.
Okay.
But get into Hadestown, y'all. Something different, something new. Andre DeShields, who we'll probably have on the show, like, is my road dog, and I just love his work in this show. So get there, get to it. Adrian Lester, Beverly Knight, and more guest star in Sweet Charity. This is in London's Donmar Warehouse.
Hmm.
So if you don't know who Adrian Lester and Beverly Knight are, they actors from the UK. Adrian Lester, I think, was in Kinky Boots. Beverly Knight was in Bodyguard musical over in London. Mm-hmm. So they have, you know, we want to support our people over the pond too. Let me think. Am I missing anything else? Am I missing anything else? Yeah. Am I missing anything else?
I don't know. I think that's it.
I think we did that.
That's all the hot topics. You're like, okay, I'm glad.
I think we did that. Mm-hmm. All right, we out.
So we do have a new segment.
What? Oh, yeah.
Oh, the three and what's it called? What's the name you gave it?
Four, three, two, one.
No, I can't remember the name. You called it something fancy.
Oh, did I? Just one gotta go.
Nigga.
Was it one gotta go? I feel like you said something else.
I think it was one gotta go.
I think it was
okay, maybe it was one gotta go. Okay, go ahead.
So you starting it off?
I mean, I guess I can.
What you mean? I mean, I guess I can. Nigga, hurry up.
If you introduce the segment, clearly you start it off.
You don't want to start it off? You don't want to, like, give me just, like, you want to do the intro for this segment?
One gotta go.
That's perfect.
One gotta go.
That is perfect.
One gotta go.
I love it.
One gotta...
I love you, Danya. You are my spirit person.
Woo! I can't take it.
I mean, I'm not too excited. I'm not too angry. I'm just
here.
One gotta go. One gotta go.
I wish they could see the face. Cause
right,
that
that's
makes
what's
because
really,
one gotta go.
Wait, let me record. because this is good. Do it again.
One gotta go. One gotta go. One gotta go.
Come on, options.
I can't.
I love it.
Okay.
Okay, we ready. Lay it on us.
So, okay, one gotta go.
You gotta explain how it worked.
So, I'm gonna list four things.
I thought I was going to.
Okay, you go ahead. Mm-hmm.
So, I'm gonna list four things.
Oh, Jesus.
And one gotta go.
Right.
I mean, it's that simple.
Yes, it is.
Okay, we got a mermaid. We got a crackhead.
Oh, Jesus. These are not good things.
We got.
But these don't even like.
These don't go together.
Duh, it's a challenge.
Help me,
we
Jesus.
Got a mermaid. We got a crackhead. We got Charlemagne the God. And we got dandelions.
What?
One gotta go. Do y'all even remember what I said?
Yes, a mermaid, a crackhead, Charlemagne the God, and dandelions. What?
I'm waiting.
A crackhead, because I don't want nobody to be in pain.
Praise. I'll go with what Drew said.
Is it because you want to go with what Drew said?
That's
or because
I
you
want
really
this to be
that?
Over. Chris, what you choose?
Oh, my God. Dude, this is not for real. This is not going to be the first question of this segment.
Because I want nobody to be in pain.
Okay, Drew, you give us the options for real. This is the for real.
Okay,
for
right. Even though that was for real.
So I'm
going to
list four things.
Shut okay.
Mm-hmm. And one of them got to go.
Okay.
So... Bubbly brown sugar.
What?
I'm just laughing at Bubbly Brown Sugar.
The musical Bubbly Brown Sugar?
Bubbly Brown Sugar. Oh,
I was thinking of brown sugar that's like bubbling up.
And I was thinking Bubbly Black Girl Sheds Her Chameleon Skin. I was like, which, okay, okay, I got you. Keep going, keep going, keep going.
Harlem Song. The George C. Wolfe musical Harlem Song.
Keep going.
Brooklyn. The musical with Eden Espinosa and Ramona Keller.
Yeah.
And I'm just Carolina Change. These are my favorite musicals.
Okay.
One gotta go.
I'm gonna go with what Amber say.
Cause he don't know these musicals.
Bubbling Brown Sugar, who wrote that?
Oh, don't give me the line.
Oop.
How do I not know this off the top of my head?
Bubbling Brown Sugar is a musical by Lofton Mitchell based on a concept by Rosetta Lenoir. Oh God, okay.
Is that hard?
That's a lot of black people. I don't want to cancel nobody out.
Yeah, that's the difficult part.
I can't cancel George because he hired me. So all George's musicals stay. So that's Harlem Song and Carolina Change. So it's either Bubbling or what was that third one?
Brooklyn musical. With Eden Espinosa.
I know Eden and Ramona.
So you can't cancel their musical because you know them?
Yeah, they my friends.
So you canceling Bubbling
Brown Sugar. Bye, Bubbling. See you later.
Bam. I agree.
Okay. Chris, what about you? You
Chris
ain't
don't
got
give
no
one
bias. You
squirrel fuck about it.
None of the musicals, huh? He's like, oh, I don't know none of this.
All right, I got one for you, Chris.
Oh, okay.
No, we ready?
No,
yes,
no,
okay.
No, I do. I got one
I'm
for
ready.
Chris.
Oh, I'm ready. Okay. I'm ready, Chris.
It's just like hip-hop,
okay.
So.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Jadakiss.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah.
The Game.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar.
Somebody good and old. Like, what's them three, the original three? Who is, God damn it.
I'm going to just say Pac.
Ooh.
One gotta go.
One gotta go.
That's good.
Kendrick.
I wanted to put a Tribe Called Quest or somebody. Yeah. Like that's what we should have done.
Damn
okay.
It.
You can't pick a whole group.
Yes, you can.
You can.
You can, can't you? Yeah, Kendrick.
Amber,
right.
You wanna do one just off the top of your head?
Okay, for y'all. Uh-huh.
Come on.
Ooh, okay, 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 okay. Okay, you said four?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ooh, wait, I need one, my fourth one. Okay. LaShawn's.
Ooh.
Audra.
Okay.
Lilius.
Really?
Or who my fourth? Who my fourth?
Heather.
Heather.
Oh, wow.
Go.
How dare you? Audra can't go anywhere.
Okay.
There's no way that she could ever go anywhere.
So you got Audra, LaShawn's, Lilius, Heather.
This is insane.
I know.
This is insane. Heather, me and Heather from the same hometown.
You
so
love
I
Heather to death, and that's why.
There's no way. There's no way.
Lilius or LaShawn?
I love them both so much. I was changed by LaShawn's in.
Yes, because if you lose
Islands.
Whoever you lose their body of work.
Oh wow!
That's what I'm saying.
So you finna lose Once and Color Purple,
and if I
or
lose,
the life and everything else that Lilius has done right. In the history of Lilius.
Wow,
Fela.
Oof.
The
it's up to you.
A revival of Dreamgirls.
It's up to you.
And she was snatching it by the 1987 version of Dreamgirls. She was snatched.
Adi adi.
Like beyond belief, and voice just rocking for days. Like LaShawn's, like I also another 100 people from Company.
Oh
revival,
yeah.
Like I can't deal.
10 seconds.
How dare you do a countdown?
10 seconds.
Ooh.
I'm gonna have to say Lilius.
I knew
wow.
It.
Wow.
Say Lilius.
Lil!
I know. Oh, just because like LaShawn's like it's such a different.
Yeah.
She made different voices believe that they could.
You're right.
Mm. And she's not like the Jennifer Holliday
you're
or
right.
Like the Lilius
White right.
Or like the powerhouse in that way. Even though she is a powerhouse.
She
just has
different
a different
voice.
Style. And so she paved the way for so many women that believed that they had to be a certain type of vocal prowess or have some type of a growl or something like that. And so like I love LaShawn's for that. Her voice is so beautiful.
I love it. That was a good one. I came out swinging.
You did.
I had that in the back of my mind in case.
So
you
would you, who would you?
Ooh, I would just have to say whatever you said.
Really? How dare?
Honestly, for me, mine is different only because I have a personal relationship with three of them and just don't know the other one. So it would just be Heather because I just have never been in the same space with her. But it has nothing to do with her talent or skill.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally it.
Well, we're going to have to stop letting you do it personally. That's going to be the next rule. It can't be personal because you have a personal relationship.
But then I just won't tell y'all. I'll just be like.
We need to have facts.
I'll just
we need
be
to
like,
have the facts. Like,
that's real.
Get off the blog.
But those are the facts.
And get on the facts.
Facts are
the
facts.
The facts are they have spoken into my life and like healed me and changed me. So that's a fact.
Facts are facts.
Bye, Heather. I love you.
Bye, Heather.
And Heather has spoken into my life, so I'm very grateful. Yeah. So I could never cancel
exactly.
her.
Exactly.
Never, ever, ever.
So what about you, Danye?
Literally, I was thinking what you were saying.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Like, even as she was saying the names, I was like, oh, I already know.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
So you was just like going to chop her off the
we
block.
We love Lil, though. Lil's my favorite.
And then also.
You ain't feel no way. Like, you ain't got no qualms about it. Yeah, mm-mm. I was going to chop her.
Because literally, I'm.
You said
I'm,
she had the house.
Because literally, I'm realizing that this game. You just got to go for it.
You have to.
You just got to go
or
for it.
Are you going
to
dwell too long?
Ha-ha. Exactly.
So you gotta... we want to hear from y'all. Tell us which one got to go. Send us in your list. We can, you know, send a couple of them. Send a whole bunch of them into the email offbook@broadwayblack.com. That's again, offbook@broadwayblack.com. We want to hear your one got to go. Send them in to offbook@broadwayblack.com. And that takes us now to the listener.
Oh, I hate it so much.
Y'all know y'all can't talk when I do it because Chris got to do what he do.
Okay,
so then that means I have to do it all over again.
Okay, do it again.
So we about to go into the listener letters.
See, y'all get on my nerves.
I did good. I didn't laugh.
Now it's time for the listener letters.
Cut that shit off!
But you see how hard the H air was? Like,
why you make me sound like,
what's that little thing from Lord of the Rings?
Gollum!
Oh,
I hate
God.
It so much!
Oh my God.
It's so creepy!
I cannot wait.
Y'all welcome.
How many letters we got this week, Drew?
I think we just got one.
Okay, I'm ready.
Good.
Yeah, I think we just got this one.
Okay, so we ready.
It's okay, you know. We still want y'all to, you know, we want y'all to love us.
Mm-hmm.
And
we know that you
us.
Do. Mm-hmm. And so, like, it'd be too many of y'all to be listening, and y'all don't have no questions. Like, y'all ain't got nothing y'all want to say, no comments. Like,
yes, it could
y'all
be
wanna,
anything.
Like, it could be anything.
Anything.
Like
call
Drew.
And cuss me out or something. Yo.
Like, Drew, did them warheads, did them crybaby tears really taste like dick? Like, it could be anything.
Jesus, please,
you know what?
Don't let that be a question.
Please don't.
Oh. Drew looks so uncomfortable.
I mean, dick is good and everything, but it ain't that good.
Oh.
Them crybaby tears was bomb.
So that means you don't gotta ask that question because you just answered it for you.
But here we go, y'all. This letter is from Marshall. Marshall says, yo, I admire every one of you for the work you've done and continue to do in the theater and media, so thank you because I'm the kid that gets to ride off it.
Come through, Marshall.
Gets to ride off it.
Let him speak his truth. Keep going.
Okay, like, maybe that's something the kid's saying.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, they do.
Come through.
You riding off of what? Like,
I'm magic.
Okay.
Us.
All right.
That helps him through. That's what it means.
Amen, Marshall.
We young, Marshall. We understand.
Right.
You don't.
I didn't, because I didn't get it. I was like, yeah, I'm getting up there, y'all. I can't.
Yes, okay. You are.
I want to know what makes a show for you. What within the material creates a good show? Also, how do you choose good material for auditions? What are you looking for in the music monologue? Appreciate you.
That's a really good one.
That's a good one.
That was a really good one. You was throwing Marshall shade, but he came through.
Yeah. I wasn't throwing him shade. I was just trying to figure out what he was trying to say with he gets the ride off of it.
Mm-hmm.
I just ain't never heard that. Like,
help me.
Okay, so what would your answer
be? He getting high off the, okay, yeah, get like, it sounded like drugs to me, so I was like,
you know what?
It did. I was like, so I was like, can I say this? That's why I paused, like, right off it. Like, okay, but.
You are old.
Sounded like drugs to me on that reefer.
Okay.
Oh, reefer.
Well, what within the material creates a good show for you, Danya?
I ask you.
How you gonna flip it on me?
Because I did.
Amber.
Hey, no, you're not gonna bring it over here. That's between the two of y'all. Work it out.
I asked you first.
No, I asked you first. Okay. But you were so busy being the old man talking about reefer.
Oh, Jesus.
That you ain't hear me, so go ahead.
No. What makes a good show for me is a compelling story. Compelling storytelling, I should say, all the way around, just not with the writing, but also with the actors and with the production itself. I'm very much so a stickler on costume design. I don't know why that is. I just really think that costumes add an important element to a show. So I like really try to pay attention to details, like all the way down to the socks, to style of wig, hair, all of that good shit. I also love, what else makes a good story for me? To be honest, something that I can relate to. Mm-hmm. Black folks living, you know what I'm saying? Something that gets me charged up, gets me thinking, gets me thinking about something I wouldn't. Like, I want to walk into the theater and leave changed. Mm-hmm. So a story and a piece that changes me, regardless of what fashion that is, that makes it's good theater for me.
And then I think the other part was, in terms of auditioning, what makes a good musical number or a good monologue?
Good material for auditions. Okay. How do you choose good material for auditions? Read a lot and also always try to listen to new recordings. So thank God we have like streaming services now, because back in the day I was always at Barnes & Noble every week spending my little first job money trying to get CDs and cases and trying to collect all the stuff and hear what songs, especially during college too, doing, you know, voice juries and vocal lessons and stuff. Like, man, I was going through the library digging, trying to find material. So now just use the streaming services for your, like, to your advantage. Like, it's all right there. So just listen to musical theater numbers all the time. Listen to black musicals. Listen to old stuff that you know, don't really know about. Do some research and, like, get into, like, all the cast albums. And you could find some, like, some really beautiful gems. You know, a lot of musicals now aren't doing, like, real overtures. But there are some beautiful overtures out there if you really get into it. Like, some really great, like, MAME, South Pacific has a great overture. Like, I love that. I think we need to bring that back. Bring the overture back. Wicked has a good overture, too. So, yeah, just listen and read. Read a lot of plays. Also, like I told you about the blackmonologue.com. That's a new thing, too. So, like, go and contribute. Help her. Help her build that database that we can all have access to things that we want to have. So go to blackmonologue.com. And get into the resource that you have there. Also, do some research. Like, we all need to chip in and help each other find these materials and things that everybody wants to know about. And I hear a lot of times, too, that, and I'm finding also that once you find your song, you sort of stick to it. Mm-hmm. Like, Amber, do you pretty much stick to the songs?
Hell yeah. If it, like, ain't broke, don't fix it.
Top five.
Oh, absolutely. My book ain't, I haven't added anything new to my book probably in a while. Usually if I do a show and there's a song in it that is like mine or if it was written for me, then I'm putting that in my book. The thing I was thinking while he said that is, I'm at a point in my career where I don't often have to bring in anything. I haven't had to do a monologue probably since I graduated from college. Like,
life.
That just
ain't a part of
it. Ain't a part of it anymore. Like, when I'm auditioning with material from the show.
Yeah,
so right. I don't often get the chance or need
to
pull things. Yeah. But, like, if I see a show and there's a song in there that touches me, I always, like, I'll be writing it down in my notes, and then I go home at night and find that monologue, find that music. Mm-hmm. If it moves me to the point I'm like, ooh, I want to do that, then I'll definitely add that shit to my book.
Okay.
Yeah, and the other question, if it has to change me or challenge me.
Change or
challenge. That's what makes good show for me. Like, I want to learn something or be entertained. I don't always go to be entertained. I like to be challenged by theater. I want to be changed or challenged. Yeah. and I want it to be diverse. Or, I mean, sometimes you can learn from an old white people play or a new white people play. It doesn't have to always have 19 black people, but I just like to see myself in some way on the stage. I like to see real, true, honest diversity, inclusion, and representation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Change or challenge.
Awesome.
Come through.
Danye?
Come through. I would agree with what Amber said. If it's something that, like, really shakes me to the point that I find myself... So I know for me... and this goes for like anything that I see, like even shows and movies, but of course we're talking about like theater. If I find myself thinking about the characters and like what are the characters doing right now, right? Like after they did their final bow and it's like a few days later, I'm like, what are these characters doing right now? Like I know that show really had an impact on me. If I want to know what are these people doing in the right now moment and knowing damn well that these are fictional people that were made up. So I think like that's the thing that I really like look to and that really moves me within a show. And then also if I can't see the craft that went into it, if I can't see like the technique and all of the things that went into it, like from a writer's standpoint, if I can't see that the writer was like tracking out the plot, if I can't see that the writer like built up to this moment to happen, if I can't see that the blocking from the direction, like if I can't see these things, if I'm watching something, then I know, oh, this is really it, because it just feels like these are people existing and living. This is not a actor trying to make sure that this moment lands this way. This is not the blocking was done this way, so this is why these people are moving this way. This is not we've been building up to this moment in the play, so the past 45 minutes got us to here. Like if I don't notice any of those things at all, I know, oh, this was the shit. Like this was something that really, really moved me. And in terms of like musical selections and monologues, I know when actors come in to audition for like my pieces, what you were talking about, Amber, like they have the side, so it's not like a monologue that they prepared beforehand. Like they're actually coming in with the material that like I've written and just getting to see how that works. But like I know oftentimes I'm moved if it is my work and I forget that it's my work. From how the actor interprets, is like being able to interpret and to get into the material.
I like
I know like that really, really does something for me. And then those like times when it is like a monologue, if I find myself again like being lost in the words and being lost in like what's like happening or what's being conveyed, I know it really touched me in a way. So I think those are the things that like really has me like leaning into, whether it's a monologue, an audition, or just watching a piece.
Yeah. I love it.
That was a good question.
That's it?
It was a really, really good question. Thank you so much,
Marshall came through.
Yes, you did. Thank you for that. And we want to hear the rest of you come through. So email us at offbook@broadwayblack.com. We love to hear your questions, your comments, your concerns. Whatever you want to email us, like it's a safe space here. Come on. Just hide your name. You know what I'm saying? Make sure I know I ain't supposed to say it. You know just how to
Or be like, Amber, read this. Don't let Drew read this question. And I got you.
I'm just going to leave that part out so she won't ever see it. So we love to hear from y'all. offbook@broadwayblack.com. I know y'all be like, y'all somehow find the Twitter and
the DMs, but y'all don't find the email.
Right. And but be asking me what the email is.
Okay.
In my DMs and in the Twitter. Like, Lord, Father God, I love y'all so much, though, but we want to hear from y'all. So come on, bring them on. Bring them on. Tell your friends about us. Like, tell the people. Are you doing the thing again?
What is wrong, Do you need a hug?
Like, what?
What do you need, brother?
He like that little kid that be yelling in church, talking about something. It is so loud. because the musicians and stuff is like playing, and he like, they get hit upside the head by the mama.
Yeah, that's what he need. He need to get plugged in the back of the head.
I thought you were going to say, Let's
try it again.
I'm not doing this. No. Okay, we got one last segment, y'all.
We do?
Sir!
We got another segment?
What the fuck is going on today?
Do we really?
Yes.
What we got now?
It's called Amber's Advice.
It's the segment where Amber gives us all the pointers. She's going to tell us today memorization
skills.
You're
dropping all these damn segments.
She's going to give you tips on how to memorize for your auditions, because she be getting the sides of the last minute, 24 hours before and shit. You know, she just talk about how she do audition and they be sending her the material. She got to learn the material that they send her. Amber, give us like some tips on memorization.
Did you know this was happening?
Nigga, no.
Three tips on memorization for Amber's advice.
I want my theme music to be better than that, but we'll work on that for next week.
I got it.
Okay.
Amber's advice.
You like that, Amber?
I hate both of you equally.
Amber's advice.
That's better. That's better. Shut up, Kanye.
It's a mixture of both. Ready? One.
We're
going
to do it at the same time. Go ahead.
Amber's advice.
Chris, why are you
allowing
this?
You got to look, look into my eyes.
Amber's advice.
I wanted to stop. Make it stop.
This actually sounds
like...
And you
gotta do the fingers. Amber's advice.
This actually sounds like hell.
This is hell. I am in hell.
And
right
like
now.
This would just play over and over and over and over again.
So talk to us, Amber. Tell us the three things that you use to memorize lines and stuff for your 24-hour callbacks.
Okay, so if it's a 20... So like callback versus like for a show?
Both.
Okay. So for a show, if I'm working on a show, I'm not one of the people who comes in on the first day completely memorized, because I think that's stupid. But that's just for me personally.
You're not stupid if you come in memorized.
You're not stupid. But if you're asking me, it is stupid.
Because I will say, for the actors who come in and they're off book, I'll be like, well, damn.
My judgmental ass is like, well, she's been booked for the past 4 months, so I don't have time to sit home on my couch learning
for free.
Hello.
Like for free. Hello. Like I need to learn stuff in the process where they're paying me for it.
But that's just me being judgmental. I am so sorry. I know I've offended a whole lot of people just now. But no, because I've had a lot of teachers in the past just tell me, when you come in and you just have words in your mind, then that's becomes the focus. Like when you're in the room, you're spending so much time trying to recall and remember the words that you're not giving yourself permission and room to listen and to learn and to pick up things. Like no one cares about memorization. As long as you got them words down the first run through for the people, like that's fine. Like it's not impressive. No one is impressed, because we all have to learn the lines. Mm-hmm. Whether you learn them before, it doesn't, like, get your life. There's no parade for you because you came in off book. Live your dreams. But I like to come into the space just open. Now, of course, I've read it. Of course, I've started doing my research on my characters and my character breakdown and all that shit, but I'm not going to come in off book. So what happens for me is, what I like to do is, sometimes you will have, every process is different. So sometimes the stage manager will let you know the night before, these are the scenes that we're doing tomorrow. So if I know ahead of time what I'm working on, then I'm going to review those scenes. I'll read through those scenes a bunch of times and start getting familiar with them. The way my brain works is, if I read stuff a couple of times, the words will start to land. So I don't ever have to like sit home and really like just memorize. So the night before, I'm going to read it a couple of times. And then the next day, if we're on our feet and we're blocking, you usually do a scene 5 or 10 times. And I find that naturally, when I get home that evening, I have most of it, 75% of it memorized. So then all I'm doing is reviewing, making sure I'm saying exactly what's on the page and I'm not paraphrasing. And then I prep for the next day. If I got one of them 24-hour callback type shits, I do a thing where I will go on GarageBand and I'll record the other person's lines. Mm-hmm. So then I will do stuff where, like, if I have my sides, I have one of those pens that's 4 different colors. So I'm making all kind of notations. I'm drawing pictures that will help me think of what the word is. Because if it's a 24-hour turnaround, I know I might not be completely off book. But I need to know the first line, or so that I can, like, make sure that part is lifted. And then I need to know in my brain, I can do the first 4 lines without any help. And then that 5th line, I'm going to need help. So on that 5th line, I can look down at this little picture that I drew of a house. And I know, oh, the next line starts with the house that I grew up in, something like that. Mm-hmm. So if you got to draw a map, if you got to get stickers, if you got to draw pictographs, whatever you need to do. And then sometimes I'll record my lines and listen to them like I'm listening to a song. If I get comfortable, then I start practicing with that GarageBand track that I made, because a lot of times you want to be as prepared as you possibly can be. And them 24 turnarounds are just like trash. But if I hear the other person's lines, then it gets me comfortable with it being a conversation. I do that a lot for film and TV, a lot, because the difference between most theater and film and TV auditions is they will hire a reader if it's a theater audition, and that reader is usually an actor. So you're going to get some shit back. Mm-hmm. Film and TV, the reader is usually the man on the camera, and he'd be reading like, oh no, my mom just was killed. Oh God, I am sad. And sometimes that shit will throw you the hell off because they ain't giving you nothing. And I had a teacher once tell me for film and TV, when you're practicing, practice with either a partner that you tell, don't give me nothing, so that I can be prepared to receive nothing. Because mm-hmm. if you're practicing at home with yourself and you're like, oh no, you're like, you're giving all the beats. And then you get in the room and there's no beats, it'll throw you off your yeah. game. Mm-hmm. So I try to practice with those tracks. When I record my film and TV tracks, I read them like I'm in first grade. Mm-hmm. I don't give no emotion. I don't give nothing. So that if I get in the room and there is something, it's a good surprise. Right. Mm-hmm. But if it's
a bonus.
It's a bonus. Mm-hmm. It's not like, oh shit, you just crapped my shit up.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you so much.
So recordings. Write that shit down, color that shit, listen to that shit. You just got to live in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so also, y'all, if y'all want to hear more, have advice you'd like from me.
Now that I have a damn advice column, dear Abby, dear Amber.
About performing and, you know, what she can talk about in order to, you know, help you guys in your journeys.
Yes.
Please write in to offbook@broadwayblack.com. I just made this segment up.
He
I
did.
It was
I'm
great.
Sure he did.
We'll fit it in someplace before the listener letters or something.
I love it.
Yeah, and if Thank anything you. You'd like to talk about, you know.
Thank you. And if you guys have any questions for Captain Lightskin about how to be light-skinned and what juices and berries products he uses for his hair and, you know.
I'll never tell.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
It's the colonizer in me.
Nigga. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Let's get.
There is none. Anyway.
I can't.
Thank y'all so much for listening to a brand new episode of Off Book presented to you by Broadway Black. We've hit our mark and we've done it right now. I'm Drew Shade.
I'm Danya Love.
And I'm Princess Amber Iman.
And we out, y'all.
Bye.
We love y'all. Bye.
Bye, niggas.
Deuces.
All right, where's he preoccupied? He over there looking at that roster. Looking at that roster.
Oh, God. Come on. Don't quit. Don't do it to my ears. I'll wait. Shit.
No. Okay, I won't do it no more. That's funny.
Why is that so funny?
She's cracking herself up.
Right.
Oh, that's why our sponsor need to be Beats. That way we can get some Beats. How can we get the Beats to sponsor us?
If you say Beats one more time, girl. If you say Beats one more damn time.
So we don't have these bots headphones. That's why they making that noise, because they bots.
And look at me. I'm like, wait, is they really called bots?
No. But when it's not Beats, it's bots.
Speaking of Chris, so I went
uh-oh.
On Chris.
Speaking of Chris.
What you found?
I went on Chris' Instagram.
What you found? Some hoes?
And I see
he
on Chris' Instagram, mm-hmm. you know, he's a photographer and
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, but he be photographing certain things. And
yeah, like
yeah.
he like certain podcasts.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That like, mm-hmm. not even like as popular as
no.
us.
No. And they be in this room.
They,
and there be pictures of them.
And they be like really nice pictures.
And people sitting in my chair, which I, well, that's another story. But he
which
be,
is cool, but like.
He be photographing these other podcasts.
And I just be so confused.
And because I've never, have you ever seen?
Never.
I never have I ever
I've never seen.
Sam I am Green Eggs and Ham. Never have I ever seen a picture of my beautiful face.
Like on the Instagram.
Ever.
I'm confused.
I'm confusion.
Like, help me out with that, Chris. Like, pull the mic up.
Pull the mic up, Chris.
We need to have a conversation.
We need to have a conversation.
It.
We need you live and in charge.
Like
we on today
I'm
because
so confused.
I am confusion as to why we are not featured. First of all,
this nigga.
He answered the phone like a chef.
What's
like
up? Talk to me.
Like he was a hoe on the line. What's
right,
up? Talk to me.
Right.
Let
like,
me put my deep
end
of the day.
Out, let me step out the studio. Real
hold
quick.
On, hold on. It's loud in here. Hold on. So our question is: on your Instagram, you feature photographically the other podcasts that record in here, but you've never featured us. and we want to understand why.
Like, what's that about?
Yeah.
It's not personal. I just get paid to photograph those people.
Okay. So it's money.
No, don't get it twisted. I don't want to bring my camera here ever again. I'm tired of shooting podcasters, but I mean, you know, all you got to do is ask.
Okay. Look, see how you got close to the mic when you
said
ask.
See how he did, right.
All you got to do is ask.
See, that was a lot. That was a lot, but okay.
Okay, so now we know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Now we could just pay you to come in and...
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.